This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the studio here tonight, you've got Ian.
How are you?
And Conan.
We've been talking about the Ukraine propaganda war that has been waging for, I don't know, what, the last week or
last
so?
Last week,
now,
yeah.
At this point. And if you want to weigh in, you're certainly welcome to share your thoughts. We're talking about kind of like the history or the alleged history of what's been going on, because we don't live there.
Yeah, and history is, guess what, written by who?
The winners.
The victors.
Yeah. In this case, there are two sides to this conflict and this history, and one side says that in 2014 in Ukraine there was a coup, and that coup was sponsored by the CIA.
Well, not necessarily.
Which is believable.
The CIA has changed their game.
Mm-hmm.
The new tactics, instead of sending agents, their agents, right in, they just send money and they create these things called NGOs. And they
Non-governmental organizations.
And they do all of the recruitment. They set up shop and they go after the media figures. They go after students. They go after politicians and whatnot. And they teach these recruits how to... How to run the show, to do business, and so that's
and
how they
fund them,
and of course the NGOs are being funded by people like Soros,
mm-hmm.
and what's this Democracy Take Action Now or something that's just renowned for moving into problematic countries, setting up shop, and just. You're tearing it all down.
Well, the CIA's been doing that since at least the
60s. Since forever.
Yeah.
Let's bring Mark Edge back on the line here. You're with us, Mark. Further thoughts? Go ahead.
Yeah. I think what it's really important to understand here is that as bad as Putin is, that people who are dumping out Russian vodka and a variety of things like this, these are attacks on the Russian people. Right? Like, the Russian people are as responsible for this war in Ukraine as the Chinese people are for the creation of COVID-19. I mean, they're just not responsible at all.
Yeah, this is the same argument with sanctions. It doesn't hurt the governments. It only hurts the people.
On both sides.
Correct.
Well, that's
correct.
True with wars, too, though, Conan. I mean, ultimately...
Well, sanctions are an act of war in my book.
Absolutely.
Yep, I would agree.
Sure, I agree with you.
The whole point of the war is that it's supposed to affect the soldiers and not the innocent bystanders. Of course, it doesn't. Right. Mostly innocent bystanders get killed. But in theory, the Ukrainian army should just throw itself at the Russian army and they should just annihilate each other until one of them has more people remaining.
Well... I think that, some of the news stories suggest that the Russian army is, in many cases, was lied to about what this was all about, that they thought they were going to come be greeted as liberators from a neo-Nazi regime and all the terminology that's getting used, and now what they're seeing is Ukrainians are willing to fight for their land. And this is what people fight for. People don't fight for logic, by the way. People don't fight for chit-chat. People fight for, blood. People fight for land. People fight for love. People fight for flags. They fight for emotion. And we're seeing that again and again.
That's the message that they believe that they're fighting for. But we know that at the top of the pyramid, you have old, powerful men and women who are just dreaming up new wars on a daily basis, and then they create propaganda telling you that it's you're voting for land and you're voting for love and you're voting for your family and your culture, but in reality it's just rich men shuffling around their material wealth.
Yeah, that's the most evil thing the state ever did. It was to co-opt a person's love for their homeland, for their friends, for their family, for the place they were born, and to turn that into a love for their nation.
Yeah.
Whereas you don't love the soil of the U.S., you love the United States government.
The vast majority of people, the vast majority of people aren't, hardline libertarians. Most people really care about their government. They want that. They'll fight for that. They at least like it better than the other guy. And so they're willing to fight for it.
Like, no, I don't think that's true.
One of the reasons.
What do you mean that's not true? There's a ton of people that'll do whatever the government tells them
but
to.
But it's because they're convinced that they're fighting for their homeland.
Yeah, they're not
for
fighting
their
for
soil.
They're not fighting for Biden and or Trump.
Sure,
they're fighting for their nation.
Right. And what the government did was trick them into thinking that they are the soil that they're fighting
the
for.
The fact is, they are tricked.
They are
obedient.
Many will fight for Biden and Trump. Many will fight individually for that, but many more will fight for the system that puts those people in charge because they believe that system is holy and sacrosanct.
And without it, no one will build the roads.
I don't know whether, I don't agree with what that means, but I have come to the conclusion that you should leave people to what it is that they want. They want their state, let them have it, because I'm not going to fight them over their state and what it is their wishes are or anything like that. That's their problem, not mine.
And by the way, that's
build a place with a better government.
And that's my main argument this evening. There are regions of Ukraine who would like to become independent and or
sure.
join Russia, and I think that they should. And the fact that Ukraine is not allowing them to, the government of Ukraine, that's a problem.
Right, and isn't it interesting that the U.S. federal government is all about secession when it's one of their allies, like Brexit, but in Ukraine, then they're against secession, and they're going to fund the oppression of those people.
I agree with you guys on this, but one of the things that's difficult here is we don't know. When it came to Crimea, there was a vote for Crimea to go to Russia, and nobody really there was no big deal based on it because, well, there's a vote. But ultimately, we don't know how legit that vote was.
Well, I mean, we have their numbers.
Not who votes, but who counts the votes.
Yeah, correct. But according to their numbers, 90% of the population came out for that vote. And 96% voted in favor of, I'm not sure if they were, to become independent, completely sovereign, and or to join Russia outright.
Yeah, but Putin got the same percentage of votes the last time he ran for president. I don't find that to be
I don't even reliable. I don't even know who he was running against. So
someone
I don't.
Someone he threw in prison, and then he got 90-something percent of the vote.
And according to Western media, he poisoned a bunch of people and or irradiated them. We had all kinds of nonsense news coming down the pike. What can
you
believe?
Believe the claim that they got 90% of the vote.
I said according to their numbers.
The KGB.
Yeah,
a colonel from the KGB absolutely will poison people in the same way that I believe that an officer of the CIA will bomb a civilian population in Panama, because I believe that people in the intelligence agencies are fundamentally crooked. Like they have been, well, maybe not fundamentally, but they've been twisted along the way. I don't think Putin's a good guy, but I think Putin better watch out, because if he thinks he's going to fight World War III with China on their side, China has a lot more to gain in Eastern Russia than they have to gain by fighting the United States over Thailand. So,
I don't think Putin wants World War III. I think it's the West that is trying to agitate for that. Yeah, he might because of some stupid decisions by the Western governments. But ultimately, I think that he thinks he can pull this off without. And so far, at least to Biden's credit, they haven't brought troops into this conflict. So we'll see.
Well, what's he saying?
I'm afraid that somebody's going to let a tactical nuke off and call that good enough for your false flag, and there you go. Because Biden didn't mind using the term false flag to talk about what Putin would do.
Yeah.
That is the other thing. It's like whenever you see footage of supposedly like a missile hitting somebody's apartment building, you have to wonder who really shot it. Was it Russia? Was it Ukraine?
Yeah. Who shot that Malaysian airline down? What, 3 years ago? Was it Eastern? Was it
Amsterdam flight? The Malaysian airline fell down. No, the Malaysian airline was probably a suicide by a crazy Muslim. But the Amsterdam flight was what Russia, well, probably Eastern Ukrainian militia shot down.
According to Oliver Stone, that definitely was. But they said it. But our media says it was Russia. Russia, 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 Russia.
I want to change the topic. Mark, can you stay with us? I've got something that I think you're an expert on here. It's a special economic zone news that just hit recently.
Okay.
So hang on. We're going to bring him back for that. This is a pretty big deal from what I understand. We'll share it with you. There's a Native American tribe in the United States forming their own special economic zone, and it's all about...
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here here. The number is 603-283-6160. Phones are open, and you can take control of the airwaves at 603-283-6160. We've been talking about the Ukraine propaganda war and alleged conflict that's going on there. Wendy, tonight it's Ian.
Aria.
And Conan.
And Mark, our co-host, who has been sadly absent for many months due to various different bail restrictions, one of which has been lifted recently, thankfully, so he's now allowed to communicate with me, which is nice. Well, I guess technically I'm allowed to communicate with him now.
Oh, that's right, because he wasn't under bail.
He wasn't arrested, but he was prohibited from being in the studio, which kind of made him one of the victims of the bail, inadvertently, or perhaps it was their intention to do that. But regardless, we've got him back now. And, Mark, I ask you to hang on here because there's something in... I'm not going to say it's in the news. This is a press release coming from a website called finyear.com. But I happened to see this because I just happened to see it pop up on Naomi Brockwell's show. She's a free stater, a crypto lady that does a crypto show. And she was interviewing somebody from the Catawba tribe, or the Catawba Indian Nation, that now has a special economic zone, a digital economic zone. And I know, Mark, that you're a huge fan of these special economic zones. You've spent the last, half decade of your life traveling around the world trying to find the perfect place to go to and to create a better place for people to live, a more free place. I don't want to put words in your mouth, but that's kind of my understanding of what you've been doing the last half a decade. Would you say that's true?
Yeah, I think that's pretty accurate. I don't mind, saying that. Sure.
And I know you know a thing or two about the Catawba tribe situation, so I'm just going to share this press release here and have you comment on it, if that's all right.
Are you going to share the press release first? Do you want me to comment ahead?
No, I'm going to share the press release here. This is from Rock Hill, South Carolina. In a historic vote Saturday, the Catawba Indian Nation, a Native American tribe located in South Carolina, established a groundbreaking program to regulate and expand business activities in its territory. The General Council of Catawba Citizens created the first digital special economic zone in the United States and approved a regulatory framework and civil codes, including a commercial code that enables companies from around the world to domicile within the tribe's lands and operate under world-class business regulations. The zone, named the Green Earth Zone, or GEZ, is poised to become one of the most important connections for digital asset management, fintech, which stands for financial technology, and cryptocurrencies globally. It will allow people from all over the planet to set up a company through an online platform. GEZ-registered companies will operate under the zone's directives that have been optimized to provide stability for digital companies in the fintech and blockchain space. And then it goes on to talk about, the money that's in the fintech space with, hundreds of billions of dollars and so on and so forth. It gets into that. The GEZ project began 3 years ago under Catawba Corporations, an economic development arm of the nation. With the completion of the zone's own commercial and financial regulatory code, it represents the most advanced jurisdiction for digital services in the world. So what it sounds like is this Catawba thing is not so much a physical place that people can move to, but something that will be a good jurisdiction,
Switzerland,
under which people can do business. Am I understanding this correctly, Mark?
Right. I was involved in this Catawba thing since the very beginning, and I don't mind saying so. I'm not the prime mover in it or anything like that. But one of the early thoughts was freedom isn't one thing; it's a bunch of different things, and what matters is the freedom that fits their lifestyle the best, and. What we were very excited about was the powers that Indian nations have through treaties with the U.S. and the ways those things can be fleshed out. Many of these treaties were written 150, 200 years ago. They didn't contemplate things like the Internet. Mm-hmm. But, questions I would have for you is what if you produce a podcast and I have a network for podcasts and I want to pay you $1 million in crypto? We both get a virtual citizenship in the Catawba Nation in inside their computer setup, their software for this, and then I pay you inside of there. Who taxes you? Well, the answer is the Catawba at $5, which is a heck of a lot better than receiving your payment through, say, a portal like the United States on the IRS, where you may have to pay up to 40% of what it is that I paid you, depending on, you know, how much money you've made in a given year. And that is, that is a giant leap forward in the area of freedom surrounding your fiscal freedom.
Is the idea that you're talking about that the digital assets would exist in some sort of a wallet that would exist in the Catawba Internet area or something like that?
Metaverse?
How would that get around, like, the state of Illinois or whoever? Wherever
because people... your corporation would be part of the Catawba Indian Nation. It's mm-hmm. Like, if you open up a corporation in Switzerland or whatever, you would be taxed under Switzerland's laws, not the United States.
Currently in America, people from all over the United States will incorporate in Delaware. Mm-hmm. And they'll just have a little file folder there that says, I'm a Delaware corporation and stuff. And, you know, because it's a advantageous place to do business. Catawba has, you know, presumably set themselves up to destroy Delaware's business, destroy Nevada and New Mexico and Wyoming's business plans of being the destination where people incorporate to being the premier location in the United States and perhaps globally to set up your corporation. What Arya said is 100% correct. It doesn't matter where I am physically. It matters where my corporate self receives my payment, and that's in Catawba.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to register my vehicle through the Catawban metaverse. Mm-hmm. I'm going to create a nonprofit.
Just create a digital vehicle. That's even better, right?
Now, is that a thing? Do you know what level of services are currently available, Mark, from the Indian Nation? Is it just a corporation kind of registration thing? Are there these e-citizenships as well? Is there a vehicle registration? Like, how far have they gone with this at launch? Do you know?
Well, at launch, they obviously haven't. What they're doing currently is they're trying to get the lowest, largest, juiciest hanging piece of fruit, and that is what we've just talked about, is the ability to incorporate and do business inside the virtual Catawba Nation.
Okay.
And they will bring things out because their goal is possibly can, but no, they're not prepared for...
Mark, we missed the juiciest part of what you just said.
Yeah,
we missed the goal.
We missed everything after their goal is...
Yeah, the goal is obviously to make everyone as free as possible. That's what we're looking for here. That's what the goal is. But we can't do it all at once. We're just not prepared for that. The team isn't big enough. We haven't made enough money to...
I pulled this on you. It just happened to be in my show prep. Like, oh, well, here's Mark. I didn't know you were going to call in. Are you able to kind of talk about, like, how the Indian Nation is separate or different or independent in, you know, from the federal government? Or is that not your kind of area of expertise?
I'm going to leave the specifics to an interview that I will do on the
All right. Mark, thanks for calling in tonight. Good to hear from you, and I'm sure we'll hear from you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Biden will talk about Russia's invasion of Ukraine and spiraling inflation in his State of the Union address tonight. Biden expected to try to persuade Americans that he's accomplished a lot in his first year as his poll numbers remain low. These voters tell MSNBC what they want to hear from the president.
I am not particularly happy with what's going on domestically. What I would like to hear, we're all very concerned about Ukraine. However, that cannot lead us to become distracted from our problems at home.
I just really hope that he can touch people and help inspire people to support Ukraine as much as possible.
Major League Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred says the first six regular season games will be canceled because the players and owners could not reach a deal on a new collective bargaining agreement. USA Radio News. A growing number of Republicans plan to skip President Biden's State of the Union address tonight. They don't believe a COVID test should be required to enter the House chamber. Senator Marco Rubio saying he doesn't have the time to take a COVID test and adds he only gets tested if he's sick. Texas Congressman Chip Roy also saying in a statement that he refuses to be part of what he calls political theater. Former Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Michael Gableman wants the state to look into decertifying the 2020 election results. Gableman presenting the findings of his election investigation to Wisconsin lawmakers. He says the point of the investigation is to spur future legislative changes. His report also finding that Mark Zuckerberg's group paid for illegal drop boxes to be placed in Democratic voting strongholds and that ineligible voters remained on the voting rolls in the state, which is illegal. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Tonight in the studio, it's Ian.
How are you?
And Conan.
And don't forget, you can join us anytime you want over at freetalklive.com. And I want to say thanks to Bonnie Nestat, who is a gold-level supporter of Free Talk Live via the AMPS Patreon that we have that started a few months ago. To replace the old AMP program that we had because we had to blow that up due to some technical difficulties and the credit card company cutting us off.
Not good.
After a decade of having no issues whatsoever, they decided they didn't want to do business with us anymore.
Well, a significant percentage of the show's hosts got arrested.
I mean, that could have something to do with it. And so we switched over to Patreon. Now, it is another centralized platform. Of course, if you want to do credit card processing, you always have to rely on some centralized system. There's just no decentralized way to do that. And so we'll see how long we stay on Patreon for. But for now, thanks to Bonnie for backing us up over there. She's gold level, which means she's doing at least $10 a month over at amps.freetalklive.com, amps.freetalklive.com. Just a little bit more about the special economic zone that is being started. It got voted in. So the reason we're talking about this is because it's no longer in the, you know, planning stage.
Idea sphere and or planning. It's a thing.
Yeah. And And Mark, as Mark pointed out, he was one of the planning folks who was involved in the development of this thing. He had a small role in it. And they voted, the Indian nation itself voted for this thing to happen. That is to say, they are creating a digital special economic zone. And as Ronnie Beck, the CEO of Catawba Corporation, says, quote, special economic zones have been powerful instruments for economic development, enabling rapid economic growth. And these things exist all around the planet. There are thousands of special economic zones in various different parts of the world. And they basically give incentives to companies to locate in this zone. Like, usually, as he says here, they rely on tax incentives. He says, but with our status as a sovereign jurisdiction, we are also able to create a best-in-class regulatory climate for the digital, fintech, and blockchain sectors. Our plan is to allow these businesses to operate with certainty and under regulations that protect consumers that help mature the industry. The GEZ will create tremendous economic opportunities for our people of the Catawba Nation, according to the CEO. So again, it's hard for a freedom-loving, you know, libertarian to get excited about a regulatory structure, right? Like, that's not something that really floats my boat per se. Like, I don't care about regulations. I don't want regulations. I think regulations are bad. But the reality,
but corporations want them.
They do. Corporations want to have this structure, and they want to have one that they can understand, and they want to have one where there's not the IRS on one side saying that cryptocurrency is a
commodity.
Commodity. And then on the other side, you've got FinCEN saying it's a currency. So, like, you've got completely differing opinions, and there's the SEC saying some of it's a security, right? So, like, you've got all these different federal government bureaucracies, and then add to that the state bureaucracies, like in New York State, where they have a BIT license that you have to get just to be able to do business in New York. Mm-hmm. Whereas in Wyoming, they have created some of these structures that I think they're talking about here that will exist or even be better in this green economic zone or the special economic zone in Catawba Internet Nation. Or
I think it would be better because even Wyoming is subject to the IRS and to FinCEN and the SEC. The Catawba Indian Nation is not.
Presumably, they would not be.
What's to stop these same organizations, these same companies, just doing this within the metaverse, the newly coming to us on a silver platter near you, metaverse?
Like, they're not even a real company, right? You have to send your letters to their metaverse address.
Their metaverse real estate.
Yeah, that's an interesting question, especially when it comes to the truly decentralized metaverse. Because obviously, if you're in Facebook's
work with their regulations, whatever they decide the rules are.
Well, and Facebook has an office somewhere in some state. And they will be subject to whatever the regulations are state.
And the servers, where the server's located at physically.
Right. So those questions will come into play. And I expect that there's going to be a server farm someday in the digital economic zone as well. So there may be some physical aspect to this that will help solidify the digital aspect from this Catawba Internet Nation. Because, again, they're in the United States, so there's plenty of good internet around. It's just they're on an Indian nation.
That's right.
So they've got a lot more.
But what's to stop the United States government from reneging on their treaty with some people?
Well,
they've done before.
They have certainly done that before, but in the recent past, the U.S. has honored.
It's been heavily frowned upon by our current culture.
Yes.
Until they're not anymore. And we know how one certain wing of the buzzard works, and they are changing their opinions based on science.
Sure.
Every couple of days, it's something different.
Well,
all they have to do is come out and say, look at these pesky organizations. Do you remember how the Panama banks work? They're hiding their money in this, in this system.
There's no guarantees, Conan. I mean, obviously, things can change in the future, but I got to say, it's nice to see a different approach. It's nice to see somebody
a peaceful approach of working within the system to gain, as Mark suggested, some more freedoms.
Say they're going to be using a model similar to Estonia's e-residency, which kind of came out several years ago. You might recall hearing about that. After completing a Know Your Customer requirement, anyone in the world will be able to set up an e-corporation online in this Indian zone and enjoy policies and regulations that allow them to safely manage their digital assets, raise investment capital, and offer digital banking services. So what would the digital Internet Indian Bank look like?
It sounds like it would be worth looking into.
Corporations.
A year from now when I don't have federal charges on me.
E-corporations are legal corporations permitted to conduct business virtually from the GEZ and can open bank accounts within the United States. GEZ e-corporations are ideal for online companies, software developers, remote workers, banking and finance, insurance, and firms involved in the creation, sale, or management of digital assets. And, quote, this is a progressive first step into the digital business world. We believe it will generate millions of dollars for the nation and will enhance the quality of life for tribal citizens for decades to come. So the idea here is the Indian nation's going to benefit because all this business hopefully will come in. Even though they won't physically be there, they'll still be paying them an occasional fee for registration or, you know, updating information or whatever small levels of taxation they might implement.
Trust fund kids.
From their website, greenearthzone.info, it says here, the Green Earth Zone offers a stable and reliable legal system that protects the rights and profits of both investors and domiciled corporations. The sovereign-backed legal framework will allow companies and innovative industries to domicile with the assurance that they will not need to relocate to other jurisdictions as new federal regulations adjust requirements for emerging digital and decentralized industries. Our laws protect companies and consumers equally. Our regulations are optimized to conduct business responsibly. Financial incentives are available for companies that hire Catawba citizens and other Native Americans. And unlike other zone types, there are no restrictions on national trade, they say. So it's going to be interesting to, as this develops, to find out, you know, what the clear benefits are of this. It's in the initial phases. They've got an email sign up there. You can get updates and that sort of thing from them. And eventually we'll have one of the representatives, I think, on Free Talk Live to talk about it in more detail because they're the ones who are the experts. And I'm just sort of sitting on the outside saying, okay.
That's neat.
I'd like to see this work out.
Oh, yeah.
And to answer your question, Conan, it's interesting that you brought it up about the metaverse. There was a story that I came across actually during the news break in regards to that exact question, and it is not good news, this coming out of Second Life. Now, Second Life is
been around.
It's been around for a long time. They had something that now the metaverse is doing.
You know, exactly what they've been doing.
Yeah.
Everyone's saying this is a new phenomenon. Nah, it's been around for a long time.
They had it like 15 or 20 years ago at this point. It launched in 2003, so 19 years ago. The company's still around, but
now someone's trying to start a business in Second Life and evade taxes?
Almost. What they're going to do is they're going to start charging people for buying real estate in the metaverse, in Second Life.
Huh.
And that is not good news for them.
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money to brokerage firm, or even money to bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, you can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Very disappointing story that we're going to get into here in a moment, that apparently you're going to now be paying sales tax inside of Second Life.
I'm not.
Well, if you're in Second Life and you're a big Second Life fan or whatever, but we'll talk about the metaverse.
What so-called if you're in New Hampshire and there is no sales tax?
You'll be exempt.
Okay.
Yeah. So we'll talk about that on the way here, but the number is 603-283-6160, and let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. We got Tom in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Tom.
Good evening. I want to mention something about Ukraine. There seems to be historical confusion out there. In the Rolling Stones song, Undercover of the Night, there is a reference to G.I. Joe's on R&R from Kiev, Russia. Kiev is not in Russia. Now, back in the days of the Soviet Union, there were a lot of morons running around out there calling the whole Soviet Union Russia. And a lot of school teachers teaching people that the whole thing was Russia out of their own ignorance. Now, fast forward to 2012 when Neil Diamond was at a concert at the Greek Theater in Los Angeles, and he was dedicating the song about they're coming to America. He was dedicating it to his maternal grandmother, Rose, saying that a 12-year-old girl got on a train in Kiev, Russia. You know, he's talking about his grandmother. Kiev is not in Russia. It's in Ukraine.
Well, did you say that Kiev used to be the capital of Russia?
Yeah, and it used to be a part of
the Soviet Union.
It used to be a part of the Soviet Union. No.
Yes, it used to be part of the Soviet Union. I don't know of it ever having been part of Russia. but you know, don't know how far back you'd have to go for that. But Kiev is the capital of Ukraine, which was one of the Soviet Socialist Republics, the Ukrainian Soviet Socialist Republic, and then there's the other ones. The Russian Soviet Federated Socialist Republic is the Russian Federation called Russia, and they were among the republics that made up the Soviet Union, the Union of Soviet Socialist Republics, until that crumbled and each one became independent again.
Okay, so Neil Diamond or whoever just got it wrong.
Yeah, Tom, I will definitely agree with you. My whole life, I hardly ever heard it was referred to as what it is, the Soviet Union. And my teachers weren't also the problem. It was also Hollywood. I mean, I'm thinking about all of the 80s superhero flicks, the Arnolds and the Dolph Lundgrens and all of those fighting. What were they doing? They were fighting
the Russians.
The Russians. Mm-hmm. It was hardly ever the Soviets.
Let me point something about what you were saying earlier about getting tax breaks. That reminded me of something. In 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 25, there's a verse where the king says, "Whoever kills Goliath, I'll give you my daughter in marriage, and I'll exempt your family from taxation." This is how long tax breaks have been used as an incentive, and it's also how long women have been merchandised. That story had a happy ending because David wound up after he killed.
I think most stories about sex slaves had happy endings.
Well, I say he got a happy ending because he wound up with the daughter who had a crush on him. So, okay, that's a happy marriage. Okay, at least that one's okay. But getting tax breaks as an incentive to do something has been going on for that long.
Thanks, Tom, for the call tonight. Let's go to Sarah in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
So a couple of days ago on the news, there was a woman who shot her pimp in the head. So I don't know exactly what state and how old she was and exactly where it happened. But the interesting thing about it is that they want to have a new law that excuses women from murdering their pimps and human traffickers as a homicide.
You know, I have a better idea, Sarah.
What Sarah was referring to, and it was years ago, and the girl, I think she was 15, was ultimately tried for murder and convicted of murder for shooting her rapist or something to that effect.
Well, human trafficker, the pimp, but it happened recently again. So this happened like in the last week.
You know, this is a phenomenon that probably happens a lot more often than we are aware of, because this is an underground movement. This is the black market, Sarah. And do you think that this would happen if prostitution was legalized? How often do you hear legal businesses where the employee goes in and shoots his or her boss in the head? It happens, but it hardly ever happens. But when you talk about underground, when you talk about criminal activities, it's happening all the time, and they can get away with it.
I don't see anything in the news about this. Where did you hear this story?
It was all like on the radio on Top of the Hour. So this happened then the last week. I'm trying to figure out. But I remember that 15-year-old girl a couple of years ago shooting the pimp in the head also. Mm-hmm. But what I wanted to say is that these women, like you said, these women want to be prostitutes. No, they're being forced to. They're being threatened with
their life. I didn't say all women want to be prostitutes. There are some who are being threatened, and there are some who are being forced. But the vast majority of the industry, if you actually talk to them, is completely voluntary. They're in it because they know they can make a lot of money.
Sarah, how many porn stars do you think are forced to do that line of work? What percentage of porn stars would you say are forced to do that?
Good question.
Because I'm going to say hardly any of them. They're all doing it.
I want to hear her answer.
They're all doing it voluntarily.
You asked her a question.
Okay, here's the thing, is that the ones that you see on TV and the radio that come out and say, "I want to do this, I enjoy doing this," are the ones that's not being threatened. These girls cannot even escape.
You didn't answer Conan's question.
What's the question? Of course. The thing is that none of them...
You can't listen if you keep talking.
Sarah, porn is legal in a legal industry. And many and a lot of people are involved in it, especially in this country.
Yep.
It's all legal. Okay, so it's all legit. How many of those porn stars, men and women, by the way, are forced to do that line of work?
Well, I guess most of them are not being forced. I guess so. So I guess they're not being forced, you know?
And how many prostitutes are being forced?
Well, I guess quite a bit.
Why?
And then
why do you guess that? Well, even if, let's assume she's right. Why is that, Sarah? What is the difference between the sex workers, the prostitutes being forced, and the porn stars not being forced? What is the key difference between those two professions?
I really do not know.
Okay. One is legal, one is not.
Yeah, we're just going to clear this up for you here. It is because of prohibition, Sarah, that the prostitution business is more dangerous. It is because it is illegal to be a prostitute that these women turn to pimps for protection. It is because of prohibition that there are dangerous men who might hurt the prostitutes, who might enslave the prostitutes, because they cannot advertise their services publicly. It cannot be known where they are doing their business.
You can't take it to the police if you do get beat up.
Right. They have to keep it underground. And so the fact that these things are illegal, this business is illegal in the same way that the drug business is illegal, that makes it much more dangerous. And if prostitution were legalized, the instances of prostitutes working under duress would go from not that often to hardly ever. Because, again, even though it is an illegal business, most prostitutes enter the business on a voluntary basis. And thank you, Sarah, for the call tonight. And if you don't believe me, well, you know, I don't know a lot of prostitutes or anything like that. But
I don't either, but I know that things like Backpage existed, and they significantly reduced the amount of people who were being forced into prostitution against their will.
Right, but we've had prostitutes.
And it made people safer.
We've had them call this show over the years and talk in great detail about their business and, you know, what are the ins and outs. What are the ups and the downs of the business being illegal, and you know, what sort of risks are there out there, and how would it be, you know, almost all of them agree that it needs to be legal, that it is more dangerous because it's illegal.
And we can look at places where it is legal, like Nevada, mm-hmm. and we don't see these sorts of things happening there.
Correct. Yeah, in Nevada, you can have a physical location that is publicly advertised, that can have security forces, that can have testing of STDs, and can have as clean of an experience as sex with a stranger could possibly yeah. be.
But you know what? I think Sarah hit on this, on her real problem with this situation last week, and that is she is afraid of women, the gatekeepers, losing their status as of being able to control the scenario.
They
situation.
Lose their exclusivity. They have extra competition.
They have extra. That's what it's always. And that's why.
Really
that's why
that.
Businesses like regulation.
Yeah.
Because they don't like competition.
That's what it really boils down to. A lot of the people who are against prostitutes, a lot of the women are. They just don't want the competition.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.